Damn, Big Daddy Sitch is in the building for another episode of Here's the Sitch with my beautiful wife, Lawrence.
Yes, we are back. It's episode number 46. We're just coming off of Thanksgiving, the long holiday weekend.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was beautiful. The food was amazing.
Yes. Oh my God, the food was amazing. And we hope that everyone listening, all the subscribers and the listeners, also had a wonderful holiday. And we all start to reflect on another year. If you're listening, we've made it. I mean, listen, that Christmas is coming.
Oh my God, we did it.
Yeah, we did. I mean, listen, we have our Christmas lights up. I'm hyped. We have our trees up. It's another year that's over. Maybe let's just say a couple more weeks of work, and we did it.
We did it. I can't believe it.
Dude, I can't believe it. It's been a couple tough years.
It's been a doozy.
Every year feels like it's been like, what, 5 years?
I want to say probably. Probably. Yeah. We've just been navigating the unexpected.
We've definitely been navigating the high seas.
Yeah, navigating the high seas.
No matter who you are, it hasn't been tough. But listen, they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Mm. We've made it through another year. It's time to reflect. We've just had Thanksgiving. And I was talking about this before with my wife. I think a lot of the times, people are just grateful at a certain period of time, maybe towards Thanksgiving or towards
the holidays and New Year's resolutions.
I mean, it's great to be like that, but I feel that if you've listened to this podcast before, you need to be like that every day.
You need to find time. It's the finding the time to be more mindful. And it's not even the time, it's the practice of being more mindful.
I would say it's more practice because there's no such thing as finding time to be mindful. I think it's mindful means to go in your brain and process the current moment.
It's hard though. It's definitely not something that I think comes naturally to a lot of people. I think it's easy for you, but I think it's a challenge for a lot of people. It's definitely a challenge for me, especially in the craziness of the holiday season. I have to take a minute to always not rush to the next thing, to be mindful.
I would have to say that because it's Thanksgiving, well, actually just Thanksgiving just passed, but because it's the end of the year, I think it's good to just go over a couple things of what you're grateful for.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And just being simple and being grateful for, you know, the air that you breathe, the ground that you walk on, your health, your family, your job, your future, the roof over your head. I mean, so simple things. I feel that being grateful attracts more blessings, more favor, more abundance. I mean, that's, you know, manifestation.
100%. It's a law of attraction, which is very, very real. So I'm grateful for my health, grateful for our faith.
Can you be grateful for your faith?
100%.
Because technically faith is what you believe.
You could be grateful for anything. Yeah. And if I didn't have my faith, that's like my root. If I didn't have my faith, that's my foundational root. Like one of your foundational things is your sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is my faith. Like I can't do anything above a certain level without that. Like that's like a core being. You can be grateful for anything. You can be grateful for everything.
I'll be honest, it's kind of tripping me up in my brain.
Because faith grateful. Can mean many different things. So your faith can be your belief, your religious beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your faith could just be believing in a higher power, that something, somewhere
okay, so,
is leading
okay,
you.
There you go. Great, your faith you're grateful could be for your, a higher power?
Is yeah, your faithful could be your connection with your higher power.
Okay, I'm grateful for my sobriety.
Your faith could be being grateful for Jesus. Like it could be for anything.
I'm definitely going to give a big shout out to Jesus in the building as well.
Yes.
Yes. I am also
Christ in Christmas.
I'm also grateful for my my son Romeo and our family and our future.
Mm-hmm.
And every day that we can work towards our goals and dreams. Oh my God! Mic drop.
Yep.
100%.
We are very blessed to live in this world with our new little family.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
It's the best time of year.
It is.
To have a little baby.
With the Christmas trees and the lights and things like that. It's the little things in life, guys. It's being mindful. That's what it is. All that hard work, that's what I live for, you know, to celebrate, to put up a tree, to see the smile on my son's face. Those are the real things to celebrate right there.
They are. Speaking of, I just got a text message of him sleeping right now.
Oh, he is?
Yep. He's such a cutie pie.
What an amazing man. He just turned 6 months old the other day. Yeah.
6 months this week. He's getting so big. He's getting so like...
He's a solid little turkey. He's like 15 pounds now.
He is. Well, actually, he's going for his well visit tomorrow. So he's
what's
probably
that called? Well,
like a doctor checkup.
Oh, well,
a well visit.
Yeah, you said a well visit. That's not in my vocabulary.
Oh, it's called a well visit because then if he's sick, it's a sick visit. So it's a well visit. It's just like his regular checkup because they go a lot when they're babies. But he's gonna get weighed in.
Well, he was 15 pounds.
He was 15 pounds last month. So
he was 15 pounds a couple of weeks ago when he had not a checkup. He went in because we thought he had the sniffles when in fact this man, his little teeth were coming in.
Yeah.
And he
bottom two teeth.
And he had extra saliva and that's the reason why he was coughing. He was like choking himself.
Yeah.
And my wife ran to the doctor who was flipping out and then she's like, "What do you think is wrong with him, honey?" I was like, "Honey, my perception is that he's choking on his own saliva." And of course, my wife comes home. It's like, "Honey, you were right." My wife ran to the doctor, like flipping out. He's coughing. And listen, cause for concern, we're living in the age of COVID, which I feel like we are learning to live with COVID right now. You gotta take the precautions.
With babies, like this season is like RSV season too. So any slight change in his behavior, I'm going right to the doctor.
Listen, that is standard operating procedure. My mom was sick last week, and I was nervous. I know she got tested and she was fine. And even I got sick a week or two ago when I came home from when we were filming almost finishing the season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I was run down and I got sick.
Yep. But we all got sick, I think.
But because we film so much, we get tested, you know, 2-3 times a week sometimes from MTV, which could be a plus, especially living the age of COVID.
It's definitely a comfort, I feel like, for me at this point. To get that negative test back, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, and I said it 2 seconds ago, and I love, not that I love this, but I think it's the proper way to describe what's happening. We're learning to live with COVID. I mean, it's 2 years in. I haven't even heard in the past couple months of someone getting COVID. But I will say, me saying that, but then I also have to back it up by saying that my mom called me the other day and told me that my aunt had got, there was like one or two. I'm being honest.
I thought it was four.
You thought it was four?
Yeah, because they went to an event. It was like a family thing.
It was three of them.
Yeah.
All right, guys, listen, it's three of them. I hadn't heard in a while. And then out of nowhere, we're like, oh my God, like somebody got the COVIDs. But but our prayers went out. And I believe they are on the road of recovery, which is great.
All right, guys. So, you know, us at Here's the Sitch podcast are always up for taking better care of ourselves, staying more active, being on our vitamin game. And in combination with all of that is, of course, hydration. All I drink all throughout the day is water. And what do I drink it in? It is my trusty hydro jug. You guys need to get your hands on this water bottle. I've been talking about it for a few podcasts now, but I absolutely love it and it's one of my favorite items. So it holds 1/2 gallon of water so you can hydrate more and refill less. That's a big thing for me because with having a baby, I'm not always able to like find the extra seconds to go refill my water bottle. So having like 1/2 gallon on me at all times is life changing. So also, it's dishwasher safe, and it's a shatterproof bottle. So if you're a little bit clumsy, if you drop it while you're juggling all the other things you're doing as a parent or a mom, don't worry about it because it will stay intact. So they also have a different color sleeve if you want to change it up as well. They have 40 different combinations to pick from. It's made from high quality neoprene to keep your water cooler. And it also has a storage pocket on it so you can keep your phone, your keys, your chapstick, just the bare necessities. So, of course, we have a special code for our Here's the Sitch listeners today. I always hook you guys up, so make sure you head over to thehydrojug.com, use code SITUATION, and you'll get 10% off your order today. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Again, you can use our code SITUATION at www.thehydrojug.com to get 10% off today and start hydrating. You guys are going to feel better when you're drinking more water, and Hydro Jug will just help you achieve that.
I'm sure anyone that is listening to this podcast has been doing some shopping for Christmas.
Oh yeah,
is what it is.
Tis the season.
Tis the season of shopping. It's a fun time. It's you know, I love, this is one of my favorite times of year besides my birthday, which is the 4th of July.
Ooh.
That's BDS Independence Day.
Birthday shout out.
But it's so awesome, you know, having a little baby around this time, as you know. He can't speak.
So
he's
cute.
6 months. I told him, you know, Romeo, look at the Christmas lights that we got for you. And I don't expect a response, guys. I'm just trying to talk to my son. And he laughs.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on. This man's an old soul, I tell you.
He is an old soul. And he's so cute. He gets up on his all fours and he rocks. Like, this guy's going to be crawling any day now.
Yeah, that's an important detail.
Any day.
He is not crawling yet. When do they usually crawl anyway?
I mean, between, like, right around now or, like, a little bit further.
What, but six to 9 months?
He stands, and I feel like
he's gonna skip the crawling stage.
Yeah, I kind of skipped. I mean, I crawled, but, like, I was walking by 11 months. I was walking a lot. So I was running, my mom said, like a nut through the house.
Well, he's definitely...
And he loves standing. He, like, holds on to his pack and play and stands up. So I feel like he's going to be like a runner.
He's definitely a mixture of both of us.
He's going to be a runner.
He's going to be a runner?
Yeah. He's going to be a runner.
Yeah. Well, I was a runner later on in life.
Well, it's time to baby-proof the house.
Yes.
Let us know. I actually really am intrigued about this. We should open up the hotlines and do a Here's the Sitch phone call shout out. So if you guys want to call in and give any advice on baby-proofing, because I'm getting to that stage where... it is about to happen.
Mm.
The phone number is 732-898-0414. And also, let us know what you're grateful for this holiday season.
Facts.
Here's the Sitch podcast is all about bettering yourself. Mm. We hope that you guys enjoyed, you know, all of our podcasts this year. And we talk a lot about fitness, a lot about faith, because these are the things that are foundational to us.
Yep.
And to our success every day as humans and then as family. As family members and then as business people, like, without taking care of ourselves, we can't take care of anyone else. So it's really important for us to look back on the year and remember all the achievements we've had, all of the challenges we've faced and we've grown through because we've grown from them.
Damn. All right.
And I think it's a good time to be mindful and check in with yourself and your family. And a lot of the times...
Oh, my God, it's so good. I call my mom, like, every day now.
You do? Well, you always are really good with the phone calls.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're working so much, it's hard to, because our timings are different on those trips and stuff. But you're pretty good with that. I have to get better at that. You're better at a lot of things than me. A lot more things with, like, the mindfulness and stuff. But there's always room for improvement.
Yeah,
and
progress over perfection. Speaking of achievements, someone that is on this podcast right now is about to celebrate 6 years clean and sober in about 2 days.
Can we get a round of applause?
Yes, BDS is in the building celebrating 6 years of sobriety, and I will be putting up a nice monster post to celebrate such a monster milestone, as I am a warrior in the streets.
Yes, and this is a big one, because you get to celebrate with Romeo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. His daddy is like a superhero. So I'm very excited to celebrate. This week is 6 years sober. And also it's the baptism of my son Romeo, which we are celebrating, which I'm very excited about as well.
Yes. We are doing his baptism. It's a lot happening. It's a lot happening in the month of December.
Yeah, there is a ton happening. These past couple of weeks, we're about to wrap up another season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Big shout out to my castmates and crew, the best in the business. These guys have been the goats for over, I actually saw a post today. It's been over like 12 years now. I saw like a flashback.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. So I love those guys right there. The best in the business. We're about to wrap up this week, which is awesome to finish it up, which is so cool. It's always an awesome monster accomplishment to put together. A TV show of awesome content for millions to enjoy and be entertained by.
Mm-hmm. It's a big, big accomplishment, and everyone worked really hard. And I'm really excited. I said this about last season, but I feel like every season it gets more.
I'm intrigued to see it this year.
Yeah. What is going to make it?
What is not going to make it?
What's not going to make it? Yeah, sometimes what doesn't make it is like, whoa. So you know what I mean? Like you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to share. I'm really excited because you guys get to see the arrival of Romeo.
Oh my God. I can't wait for that.
I don't even know the air date. Do you know the air date?
I estimate a special in January because we filmed a special.
Oh, no. You did a Christmas special.
A Christmas special,
yeah. So it'll be this month.
And I would think a week or so after would be probably the premiere. You know. Or a week or two. Who knows? Okay. We'll see. It's an estimate, guys. Don't, take that for a fact.
Yeah, we're the last to know.
But story time, guys. We had a major, major situation happen at the Situations. And I guess pun intended. Right before we were leaving for filming, I guess it was two or three days before, there was just a lot going on. We're packing for the trip and we're getting things ready for Mosey and the baby and things like that. We were sleeping and at 3:30 a.m. I heard a waterfall and I thought to myself, oh my God, you know, my wife must have left on, a bathtub or something. No big deal. It's just a little, maybe it's a little leak or something. So I mosey on downstairs and I get to my kitchen and it looked like a water park, guys. I'm talking SeaWorld style. I'm talking my whole kitchen, and we have an open kitchen, was just full of water. Sheetrock coming down. My stove was clicking because it was just so much water coming down that it was also hitting the stove. And I was worried that there was a gas leak. And then I was worried that, you know, there was so much water that it was going to come onto the electrical fixtures, which would cause a fire. I had to call 911 and the fire department to come out because this was such a situation that I couldn't, you know, troubleshoot myself. Eventually, I walked back upstairs and I found the source of the leak, which was the baby's bathroom. I don't know how long there was a busted pipe. It was obviously a couple hours. But long story short, the whole kitchen was just, you know, demolished. You know, even down to the subfloor, the cabinets, the countertops. The damage was unprecedented, right, honey? It was crazy. Yep.
It was a sight for sore eyes, and I have to say, I have to give it to my husband.
Do you know a sight for sore eyes?
Where does that come from?
That is not the description that I don't think that's the phrase that you would describe the kitchen being. A sight for sore eyes is a positive thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is.
No, it's not.
Sight for it is.
Oh my God.
You're saying like your destruction in the kitchen you smiled at.
No.
Sight for sore eyes.
No, isn't that, I understand like literally it's a positive thing, but I think the expression is a negative thing.
I'm telling you that my estimate is that you just went in the wrong direction, honey. Okay.
We'll look it up. But listen, I am flabbergasted when it comes to the kitchen. I don't have the proper words, obviously, because it happened weeks ago. But at this point, I'm still overwhelmed by it because it was such a massive destruction. And it's like normally when you have a leak, or I would imagine when you have a leak, you're like, oh, let me get a towel or two.
Yeah.
Let me get a pot, catch a little drops of water. It was, there was no saving this. Like, my husband found it first.
Looked like SeaWorld.
When I woke up after, I had the same reaction. I came down the stairs to see what happened.
So much water.
It was so much water. I literally turned around and walked back up the stairs because there was, I don't own enough towels to start wiping things down, and the water was still coming through. So it was just something I've never experienced in my life. And thank God we were all safe. The fire department came so quickly. They made sure there was no gas leak. They shut off the stove for the range because it was like clicking. Water was everywhere. And all these companies came in to help and do the remediation work, which is the first step of getting everything cleaned up. And I have to give it to my husband and show credit where credit is due, because my husband is just someone who works extremely well under pressure. Like, any kind of strong duress or like extremely stressful, unanticipated problems getting thrown your way, like a curveball left and right, Mike thrives in. And I think it's a skill set he always had deep inside, but it wasn't something that he like honed in on it until he got sober, navigated his way through that. And in combination of all the years he went through on his court case and then prison to the end of that, I feel like those three things really brought this skill set out of him that is something he's naturally gifted at, but he literally like found it within himself and perfected himself to be like a crisis specialist. Like, I've never seen anyone achieve the level of calm, cool, collectedness, and organization
under disaster.
under literally the house falling down. Like, extreme, literally the extreme, kitchen ceiling was falling down. Like, the sheetrock was so wet, it was just falling down in pieces. The whole kitchen is like gone. It all needs to be replaced. Thank God we were home. Thank God no one was hurt.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks
and
to fix.
Everything is replaceable. So we will have to order the kitchen things and get to that. It's just kind of crazy timing with the holidays and the baby. But we'll get to it.
I didn't want to stress out my wife, so I told her, honey, go and get your hair done or your nails done. And it took a couple weeks to fix. We got it under control and
it's manageable
right now. Obviously we didn't redo our kitchen yet, but obviously we're just keeping it functional or usable for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then obviously once Christmas comes, we'll probably be doing podcasts about kitchens and baths because we have to do a brand new kitchen and a brand new bath upstairs. Right now everything has been sort of almost like demoed, and we left the kitchen, like I just said, functional or usable for Christmas Eve as we're hosting.
Yeah, it's like a frame.
Romeo's first Christmas.
Okay, guys, so you know the Situation Household is all about good foods and healthy eating at the same time. So how do we do that, especially with being new parents and having crazy work schedules and add the holiday season? I'm going to tell you how. I've spoken to you about it many, many times. HelloFresh, there's a reason why they are America's number one meal kit. I love HelloFresh so much because they cut out so much of the prep time. So the holidays can be hectic. They're definitely hectic over here for us. But HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes and ingredients that cut out my grocery shopping and limit meal prep so I can spend more time of the festive season with my friends and my family. And that is priceless. HelloFresh offers 50 market and menu items to choose from every single week. They include vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order on the app within minutes. You can easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need. I personally love HelloFresh. It's been a game changer for me in the kitchen, especially with having a new little baby. It just helps me cut down on the stressful meal planning time. It's one of the best things I've added to our routine, and I would be lost without them. So, of course, we have a special code for our loyal Here's the sitch, listeners. All you have to do to activate it is head over to HelloFresh.com/situation14 and use code situation14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Head over to HelloFresh.com/situation14. Use code situation14 for 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for a reason, guys. The situations prove, and so will you when you try it. This all happened 48 hours before we left for our trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
So that's like the context also behind me going to get my hair done in this chaos, because my husband probably would send me out of the house anyway during this because I don't do well under extreme stress. I think at this point when the ceiling was falling down and we were flooded 3 floors because it went through the subfloor and went into the basement.
Yep.
So while this was happening, I think my entire body turned into one big hive.
Yeah, my wife was like flipping out because there was just so many things to focus on.
Because I just wanted to just, you know, focus on packing, getting ready for work.
Yeah.
You know, a work trip is very different than a leisure trip. So while we have amazing times on these trips, yeah, they're very long structured days and hours. Yeah. And it takes a village. You know what I mean?
It does.
We have a massive crew. We brought my parents with us to help with Romeo so that we could be present for work.
Yeah.
And be checked in. Because if you're just taking care of the baby the whole time, that's physically impossible to work. So it was a lot of different moving parts that had to be figured out.
And we had about 3 days to do it.
Yeah. And then we also have to be camera ready. So you got to pack everything for 3 people and do all that stuff. And that's really why he also sent me for my hair, because he's like, go get to your appointment before the trip. And we got to move forward. We got to find ways to just get ready for work and get this season done.
Yeah, very
true. There was no postponing that trip.
Yeah, but also for anyone listening, that's self-care. Getting your hair done or your nails done or some things like that. Everyone has a certain number of things that makes them feel better. Me personally, I get a haircut like every 3 days. You know, I got to stay fresh.
I know.
You know, so
you really go every 3 days. So, it's crazy.
So I sent my wife to do a couple errands because it was definitely very stressful on here. There was so many workers and electrical workers and alarm guys and emergency cleanup guys.
Yeah,
because
it affected everything.
It affected every
single like utility in the house. And you want to make sure all that shit is covered, like, because water is so corrosive and can cause mold, and it gets in everywhere and everything. It gets in every vent. It gets in every like little electrical socket. So there's just a lot to be proactive with to make sure that you're doing it the right way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, listen,
everything has to be checked out. It's crazy.
A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. So yep. All of those, and we said it before, all those tough times have prepared you to be even tougher. You know what I mean?
I do think crisis management may be in your future.
I'll be honest. I might open up a business.
I think you should, because I've never in my life seen people like thrive, not only like do well, but thrive under extreme duress. Like, I'm the total opposite.
Yes, my wife was, she was falling apart. But before that happened, I said, honey, you know, let me send you out of the house and let me start to put this puzzle back together again. And another phrase I love is, you know, you don't look at the whole staircase. You look at the next step.
But when
one foot in front of the other.
But when you're in the flood.
I love to be
when
in the flood.
When you're in the flood.
I love
when
to be
in the flood zone.
When you're in the fire. I love to be in the fire.
Oh. You know? I mean, we had to, when this happened, it was 3:30 a.m., okay? So at like 4 a.m., after we called the cops and they got the fire department involved, they're like, you have to get out of the house. Everyone has to get out of the house until we clear that there's no gas leak. So now I'm taking my 5-month-old at the time up out of his crib.
Yeah, you guys were in the car.
Changing his diaper, putting him in the car seat, putting him in the car with the sound machine. It's just, I'm like, oh my God. It was just a lot. Thank God there was no gas leak. We were able to come back in.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. Oh, these last couple of weeks have been wild. And
when it rains, it pours sometimes.
It did. But a lot of our friends and a lot of our listeners are going to love this. A lot of our friends called us up and they were like, you have no idea. That water coming down in your kitchen is a sign of good things to come.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, damn, I should have thought of that. So
in feng shui, it's like blessings. Like
blessings.
Like pouring out flowing water is like run, like let your cup runneth over of blessings.
I'll take it.
And positivity. I'll take positivity. It.
You know, I'll take. So, listen, I'm up for Reality Star of the Year.
You are
this week.
Listen, you might be taking that win home.
I might be taking that win home. Listen, that flood could have been a sign. Who knows? I don't know. I'm very grateful to be amongst such awesome nominees. Yep. So it's awesome to be nominated. So.
And the show is nominated too.
And Jersey Shore Femme Vacation is nominated.
So you've got two nominations. People's Choice. That's a People's Choice is a big one because it's by the people.
It's
you
a know? It's a big
it's
one.
It's not
yeah.
an industry thing. It's like your fans. It's like what you who you do it for. You know what I mean?
You know the last time I was nominated?
When?
Was 09, 10, and 11.
Wow.
10 years ago.
You know, oh my God, you want to know why this
you want to know why this one's sweeter?
Why?
Because I'm a father. I am you know, a sober dad and a loyal husband with a beautiful family, and now we're still doing it, you know, over 10 or I think it's 12 years later, but now I'm doing it a different way.
Yeah, you
know,
I'm more you work really hard.
A more efficient way, I believe, and now we bring a positive message you know, to the masses. And that's what it's all about, you know. So I consider I consider myself at the top of the game in this game we call reality TV.
And I think just being able to be nominated 10 years later is a win in itself.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like listen, that's such an honor. But I still think you or Nicole, one of you, are going to take it home for the team.
You know what? Me and Nicole, we really deserve a victory. To take it home for Jersey, to take it home for MTV. But if not, it like I said, that you know, we will work hard next year to also be nominated by the people. I just think that we have an awesome story, and I think I think the people are behind us, but we'll see. I'm grateful just to be nominated.
Yes. Me and Romeo will be cheering you on.
Yes.
We're very proud of you. You're always people's choice here.
Always people's choice in the situation's household. There you go. You got to be your own, you know, family's
superhero.
Biggest fan or superhero.
Yeah. And we have your MTV popcorns on display.
Oh, yes. We actually just...
You've won those two awards. I think, was it last year or was it early this year?
It was 2020.
Yeah, so it was last year you won that.
Last year we won for best reality show of the year from the... was it MTV Awards?
Yeah, because I was pregnant, so we didn't go.
And also the Lifetime Achievement Award for reality royalty. Reality World, which was really cool. Yeah.
So it's very nice to have those popcorns on display for you.
Yeah.
And Romeo is getting a new bathroom. Listen, Romeo makes out in life, okay? I want to know who has it better than Romeo Rain.
I know. We're sifting through right now. I mean,
this guy's going to have the most up-to-date, newest bathroom in the house.
Oh, God.
This guy gets everything.
First and foremost, we're going to enjoy the holidays. You know, Christmas is coming. I was hyped to decorate the trees this week and the Christmas lights. So I'm really just enjoying this month. And again, I'll say it again. I'm grateful to make it this far.
I know. Listen.
You know?
You never know what's around the corner. Yeah, so it's exactly. Like you have to be appreciative for every day, every year, and every moment.
Exactly. You know what? Did we give the number for the phone or something?
I don't know if we did. So let's give that number out because we are about to start baby proofing and I'm kind of... This is my first time doing this. Romeo started getting on all fours and rocking. And I feel like I'm going to have a lot of questions about the most efficient baby-proof method. But also, me want to share the phone number and hear from you guys about what you're grateful for, what your biggest accomplishment was this year, maybe reflecting a little bit on all you've achieved this year, all you've overcome, because the years have been challenging. But we're always here to listen and to share your story and message because we love to share ours. And the phone number for Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414. Once again, it's 732-898-0414. And you guys can give us a call there at any time and let us know what you want to hear more about, what you're excited for this holiday season, what you're grateful for, and any kind of favorite quotes. Like, you know, we love quotes. So if you want to call in and share your most inspirational or impactful quotes you've been living by, share them.
Yeah. And any way that any questions that you have for us that maybe we can give some feedback on, as I will be in the future opening up my own crisis management company.
You have to, because I would hire you for everything.
Yeah. My game is real good when it comes to, you know, tough situations.
Like, I feel like people also, like people that are close to you, call you when they're going through like some extreme crises.
Yeah.
And you like talk them off the ledge, and not, it's not like just therapists. It's not like you just talk them off the ledge. You talk them off the ledge and then you give them like a plan of execution.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's like really valuable.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people can't figure that out. And if it's almost like in entertainment, there's like actual crisis PR PR firms
there is.
That just do PR like while you're going through a massive crisis, public devastation or something.
Yep.
It's like literal crisis management instead of regular PR. I feel like you should be that for like the masses.
I might have
people
to,
can
we
like
might
call
have to
in
open a, like a TV show one day to just for crisis management,
because there's a lot of shit. And like family friends all the time, like, and always with addiction, like a lot of people from what our experience is reach out in their own crisis, in their own like versions of that, and looking for advice and looking for help. And that's always challenging in its own way. But you're doing it all the time.
Like, yeah.
And I really think that your sobriety and the combination of the court case and prison is really what, like, which, think of those three things. Those are like those are some of the hardest things you've ever done in your life. And look what came out of them. Like, look at the person are today.
No pain, no gain, kid.
And that's why, like, everything really does happen for a reason, and it really fucking sucks when you're going through shitty things. But like, you are the most incredible person and man today because of those challenges. It's true.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of the times when I do pray to the Almighty, I do say, thank you, Lord, for what was meant for my harm, you've turned for my good.
100%.
That's one of the sentences I always say when I pray, which is wild.
And that's why I'm grateful for my faith. Here's the situation, we are the situation, yeah. From workouts and spa days to struggles with Romeo and Mosaic, yeah. Here's the situation, we are the situation. From first love to patience to a beautiful marriage, we are the situation. That was amazing. So I want to introduce you guys to Songfinch. With Songfinch, you can create a personalized radio quality song full of details about your life. This is such a creative, fun gift. It's perfect for your spouse, mom, best friend, grandmother, honestly, anyone that is special to you. It's such a unique way to show them love, and it's so personable. I just love these kind of gifts. So to create your own custom song, simply share a few details about your life, your relationship, or special memories, and a professional artist will turn it into a song that can be treasured forever. With over 5,000 five-star reviews, people can't stop raving about Songfinch. They truly love their custom song. So you can select your favorite musical genre, from rock to country or R&B and pop, and you can customize it perfectly for you. It is the perfect gift for Christmas or the holidays to tell someone how much they mean to you, or to celebrate any gift, any holiday, an anniversary, birthday, retirement, or just to say, I love you and I'm thinking of you. So songs are $200, but with code SITUATION, you save $20 this week only. So just $179 for a gift that they will treasure forever. But you have to hurry, so make sure you use code SITUATION for an extra $20 off this week only. Visit songfinch.com. That's SONGFINCH.com. And use code SITUATION for $20 off your very own custom song. It is such a fun gift. You guys are going to love it. And the recipient is going to love it even more. Check them out. You will not regret it.
from workouts and spa days to snuggles with Romeo and Mose. Yeah. He's the situation, we are the situation. First love to patience to a beautiful marriage, we are the situations.
Okay, so speaking of the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline, I'm going to head to the phoners because we have not gone to them in a little bit, and I am excited to hear from you guys. So we're going to check in with you.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Tracy. I'm calling from Connecticut. I was listening to the podcast today, and I know how you always talk about self-care and how important it is to take care of yourself first before you can care for everybody else. But, like, Lauren, I totally related to you when Mike has to remind you to take your probiotics or your vitamins. Like, you're not as strict on the vitamin regimen because you care about everybody else first. And I just think it's funny how, like, before you have kids, you have this mindset that you think is, like, you know, what you're going to do when you have kids, and then you actually have the kids and things are a little bit different. But yeah, I know you want to get back on the routine and stay healthy first, but it was just funny. Like, I thought I could relate to you on that.
Oh, yes. That was Tracy from Connecticut.
It's a mom. She was a mom?
Yeah.
Probably a mom.
That is such a mom thing. I'm sure it's a parent thing across the board, but I feel like it's strong, heavy, heavy mom thing where, like, you wake up and it's like, my kid needs this, my baby needs that, the dog needs this, the husband, like, you do things for your husband too, but because you're like the grown adult,
I'm last on the list.
You kind of go.
I'm last on
you
the list.
You kind of do go last to the list because it's like the baby can't do anything for himself, and even if as he gets older, like, you still are going to be that way as a mother, like, wanting to do everything for them. And then the dog can't do anything for himself. So I just feel like I'm always third, and I have to do better at, like, I think I'm not too bad at it, but I do have to get better with, like, the vitamin part because...
Did you ever hear the phrase, if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of others?
Well, listen, it's like being on the airplane. You have to put your mask on first.
Oh, there you go. You just answered your own question.
But that's the thing. I know when I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
It's just that it's putting it into action, like the change, because it's hard to change. And my routine is when I wake up, I hear the baby, go right to the baby and start doing baby things, come downstairs, start doing dog things. And then before you know it, how much time goes by and it's like, oh, I have to do that for me.
It's understandable, you know, as I am a parent as well, that... You have to put the baby first. I understand that phrase. But at the same time, you got to wake up a little earlier.
Exactly.
And prepare for yourself.
Because you
if you don't have breakfast, if you don't get a little
That's
exercise, if you don't do some of
that
those things for yourself, you're going to be running at a less operating speed for the baby.
No, that is the key. But when you have a newborn, it's like, you know, you're in the trenches. But once you have a schedule and you know what time the baby gets up, then you have to be like, I'm getting up this time to shower, to have a coffee, to check email before chaos starts, you know? It's all about time management, which I have a lot to learn on.
Yeah.
So let's go to the
Listen,
next caller.
Progress over perfection. No one is perfect, but we have to continue to move forward and try to work on some of those things we lack.
All right, next caller. Let's see who we got.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Ashton. I am calling from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. And I'm actually just listening to last week's podcast, and somebody asked you a question about what Lauren thought about the original Jersey Shore series. And Mike, you mentioned about how you guys have a really amazing love story. And I know, Lauren, you mentioned you might write a book someday and it will all be in there. But I was wondering if you guys could tell us any more about that. That was pretty much it. I was just wondering if you could tell us more about that because I'd really love to know it. Thank you both so much for this podcast, and your baby is adorable. I stalk him on Instagram all the time. Thank you. Love you both. Bye.
That was Ashton from Pennsylvania. So thank you for calling. Here's the Sitch. That is like a very, I guess, long story.
It is a very long story.
I feel like there's a lot of information that Mike and I have shared about it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But like for some reason, sources can never accurately put it together.
It's
because I think it's so much time.
It's an awesome, it's a good love story.
It is a good love story.
We would love to try to put it together for a book or an actual, you know, untold story movie or something like that. But
yeah.
I think it would be great, but
it would.
I don't know if we have enough time.
Full circle.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know
a
if
lot. Have, yeah, it's a it's lot. It's like we'd have to dedicate like a whole separate podcast to that.
Yeah, we've known each other for, I don't know,
our whole life.
17, 18 years?
Yeah, more than half our life, I would say.
Yeah, we were college sweethearts and then we obviously dated for a couple years and then we broke up.
Yeah, and we did not break up for him to go on Jersey Shore because I've read weird things about that. But we broke up like normal.
Yeah, no, we broke up because
we were doing different things in our lives.
We were going in different directions, yeah. And it was an amicable, how do you say that?
Amicable, yeah.
Amicable breakup. And we still stayed in touch, and we were even thinking about getting back together during the time of Jersey Shore. But then my wife now, she didn't want to be with someone that was going to be on a show like that. To be the girlfriend that was home getting that phone call. So we never kind of officially got back together.
Yeah, I didn't want to do the reality TV thing back then.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to.
She didn't want to do that.
I wasn't confident in myself. I was a very young girl. You know what I mean? And I was also going to fashion school and working in the city.
We also didn't know what it was going
to
be.
We had no clue. The only thing I could equate it to in my brain was like Real World.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't.
You weren't going to be the girlfriend that was home, you know, on the phone.
Yeah,
like, while, you know, like, what are you doing, honey?
That's how I always felt. Yeah. Like on the Real World, there was always like someone that goes into the house in a relationship and then you're calling at home and it's like stress. And I'm like, go do your show. But it wasn't, it was just like the right timing. Everything in life is about timing. And thank God we both were like,
yes.
Yeah, let's not get back together.
That was not the right time.
I still loved him at that time. I always had so much love for him, but I was in my own world and chasing my dreams and my career.
Yeah.
And he was, you know,
chasing my dreams,
his dreams and entertainment. And
we came
and
back together.
A risk. And timing is everything. And thank God we weren't together during those years.
Yeah, because maybe it would have, you know.
It might have not lasted.
There might
have been too much damage. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. I agree. You know,
things happen for a reason.
Immaturity could have ruined a lot of things.
Yeah. So. And we came back when God had time for us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Timing was perfect. But I would love to, share that in like a movie or like just some kind of even story.
An
untold story because it's so good. Like the stories we have and the history we have. I said it in one of our interviews where I was like, oh my God, we have known each other for so long that like we used to go to Blockbuster together.
Dude, I used to love Blockbuster.
So like when I see Blockbuster memes, it always like makes me smile because like that's how long I've known my husband. Like we used to go to friggin' Blockbuster.
We used to go to Blockbuster for date night. And that was the best thing ever. Even with family night with your dad and your mom. Growing up,
who always being punished for the late videos that disappeared and never went back. You know, the late fees.
That was a good
from
time.
From the VHSs.
What a nice time.
Oh my
that was.
God, you would almost get your ass whooped for a late VHS that would cost like $80 a weekend.
Be kind, rewind.
Yep. All right, that was a good one. We got to go to the next caller.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Kim from New York. I just want to say to you guys, you are such an inspiration. Mike, I'm a recovering drug addict, and I just want to say, thank you so much for what you have done with your own recovery. It is so amazing how far you have come since your early days. So thank you guys for your positive energy and please keep it going. Thanks. Bye.
Where was she from?
Kim from New York.
Damn, Kim from New York. Thank you so much. You know, keep at it. The comeback is always greater than the setback. And we, in fact, do recover. Big Daddy Sitch, which I do speak in the third person and I love it. We are celebrating 6 years of sobriety in the next day or so, which I celebrate the whole month of December as it is a badge of honor. And I cannot wait for December 1st to start to celebrate that whole month.
Do we have time for another caller?
Yeah, one more.
One more? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Kayla from New Jersey. I was just calling, was in a long-term relationship that ended up with somebody who fell into the addiction patterns and we're, you know, no longer together, but I'd still like to help him. And I just, any advice would be helpful.
So she said she fell into a relationship, right?
She said she was in a relationship, but she's no longer in it because of addiction problems.
Oh, damn.
But she still wants to help them.
I would love advice to get some context on age and, you know, well, how long it was. Yeah. And things
either
like
way,
that.
It's very challenging. And it's just the best thing you could do, I think, is to leave the lines of communication open mm-hmm. so that when the person is ready to make a change positively, you know, they know that they can call you. They don't feel like there's a closed door. Listen, you can have boundaries up. It all is dependent upon the situation, to be honest.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
no,
you can't be leaving a door open if it's some really kind of toxic negative behaviors.
Very
However,
true. You need
if
more
you,
context.
Yeah, if it's just, you know, you are no longer together because he's struggling with substance abuse and you really do want to help him as a friend, then you leave the lines of communication open and you say the relationship may be over now because you need to take care of yourself. But if you need
someone... Well, I think that was another reason why our relationship in college had, we had parted ways because I needed to get myself together.
Well, a lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know
truth.
That's
the real reason.
That is
why
reason.
We broke up the first time.
I needed
the
to
real
get,
reason I, we broke up the first time
I needed
was
to get my shit together.
He needed to, he did a little too much experimentation.
Yep, that's
in
what
the
was.
College phase.
Yep, facts.
And
turning
it started,
up too much.
It started to go south and I was never the experimental type. I was the type that like just nothing, I didn't like anything. Nothing
yeah,
was
no,
for me.
I mean,
I was
listen,
just,
I'm not going to say that you didn't experiment, but I'm saying you didn't have an addictive personality.
Exactly.
I did, which like, once I did something, it
yep,
didn't stop.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And I was the type yeah. of person that just, it wasn't, I don't know.
So yeah, we were dating a couple years in college. And that was probably the first, that was the only reason why we had parted. It wasn't a bad relationship. We weren't
no,
bad to each other.
Exactly.
We loved each other. We were college
it was
sweethearts.
Very sad.
And we just, there was just no, I had to
get. Because you were sick.
I was sick and I had to get my act together.
And
that's
I
when
think,
I first went away. Yeah.
And I think that's why, at least on my end, that's why we didn't get right back together.
Yeah, because I had to prove myself too.
I was so scared too.
Yeah.
Because that was my first experience really seeing addiction.
Yeah.
And it had gotten very dark and
yeah.
scary like it does.
It wasn't that in the beginning. It wasn't.
For me at the age, maybe for a
20-year-old.
Age, yeah.
At that age. Yes.
For someone 19, 20
it
years
wasn't
old,
dark
for me,
and scary like the stuff I'd be hearing today.
Oh,
but,
no.
But
for like coming from like a bubble in high school or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For a 20-year-old. Yeah. It was
yeah,
like, you know.
So I was yeah. very. That's why when he had gotten cleaned up that time. And then we were started talking again. Like, it was a very slow thing because
yeah,
it wasn't,
gotta,
like, just going right back together.
You gotta,
it was like...
You got to prove yourself.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
That's, like, the real reason
and I was
why
proving
we were
myself,
not together then.
And I was proving myself, but at the same time, I didn't have any knowledge of addiction.
No, you weren't
and,
working,
and
like,
self.
A program.
Yeah, I wasn't working a program. I was working the program of willpower, which, to be honest with you guys, it's great to have willpower, but it doesn't work when it comes to addiction.
And then add, like... Then, like,
you need willpower and you need a program and you need a sponsor and you need a recipe, which if you listen to past episodes, you will get that recipe of recovery. But willpower alone, I would say, and I don't want to discourage anybody, rarely works.
Well, that and then also you had then gotten clean and then you were thrust upon overnight fame.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was
yes.
a lot of challenges.
So I had a
and I kind of saw, I saw that.
I had a shaky foundation.
Out,
yeah.
I
had a shaky foundation.
And
I
was
foundation.
Like, that's not going to, that's going to scare. That's going to be
it's,
scary.
It's like going on ice that's been like newly frozen. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's going to crack. And that's
yeah.
exactly what it did.
Yep. Well, that is, I think, a great time to wrap up this episode of Here's the Sitch podcast, episode number 46. I can't believe we are here with you guys. And it's the holiday season. Let's
yes.
reflect. Let's be happy and grateful mm-hmm. for all the things we've achieved, overcome, and accomplished this year.
And let's attract more blessings and more abundance with being mindful and grateful for what we have.
And guys, make sure you call in to Here's the Sitch. Like, we have this podcast just to share our stories with
yeah,
you, to
true.
Give you guys a voice, and also to be here to help you guys navigate any kind of challenges or experiences or different or even funny things that are going on in your life. Feel free to call us at 732-898-0414 and you may be on the next episode of Here's the Sitch.